One of the things we spoke about Sunday is the Lord opened a very crowning mystery, the understanding of answered prayer. One of the things you need to understand about the scripture is you have to put everything the Lord said together when you talk about prayer, praying to the Father. You can't just take one scripture and say, pray to the Father, you know, in Jesus' name, ask and your joy may be full. You need to get the whole counsel of what he said, understand how prayer works. And once you understand how prayer works, you're going to start receiving answered prayer. Amen. Now, we talked about this a little bit on Sunday. One of the scriptures I began with was Philippians. It says, and I'm just taking one aspect of the inheritance here to show you how this works. My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. And he is talking about physical, tangible needs. God's a much bigger God than just to give you a bag of groceries and send you on your way. Sometimes we think, well, he's just going to supply the needs, but don't ask for anything else. But Jesus said, whatsoever you desire, see. My God shall supply all your need, wants, and desires. Now, that's a tangible supply here in the earth. But he says, my God shall supply all your needs, wants, and desires according to his riches in glory. Somehow, some way, now we're understanding how this works, God will take the riches in glory. Whenever you hear riches of his grace, according to the riches of his glory, the glory, what he's speaking about is everything that Christ inherited on your behalf that's in a heavenly, you could call it a heavenly trust account, the name of Jesus. When you put wealth in a trust account here in the earth, you put it under a name. Well, all the wealth of heaven and earth, all of the inheritance of heaven and earth is put under the name of Jesus. It's there in glory. Amen. That's why he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all, say all, spiritual blessings in heavenly places. It's been our quest. That's great. I'm glad it's in heavenly places. I know why he put it there, to keep it out of the hands of the devil, because the devil stole the first inheritance from Adam. So he put it above him. It's far above the principalities and powers of this age. The devil is never going to steal that inheritance. He might steal from you here, but he cannot steal that one. Amen. But our quest has been how to get that here. How do you get the heavenly spiritual inheritance? It's not tangible as where you can touch, taste, or feel. It's a spiritual inheritance. You cannot see that inheritance. It's spiritual. It's just as real as anything that's made here. It's a spiritual inheritance. It's in heavenly places, but our quest has been, how do you get it from there here? Because it's very clear that God supplies all of our need according to the riches in glory, not the riches in the earth. Amen? So how does he get it from there to here? How does he translate a spiritual inheritance here into the earth? Part of the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's a transference. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. One of the number one things you need to understand, God is not going to bypass you. You must understand the way heaven works. Amen? When you pray, you got to get out of your thinking, I'm praying the Father. Let's say that I'm praying for that new building. Well, God's not going to just go manifest that building without you. It's not going to go from the Father to the building, to you. It doesn't work that way. It's going to come through you. God's going to operate with you and through you. He's not going to bypass. You got to understand what the Father gives is different than what the Holy Spirit manifests. You need to understand what the Father's giving. The Bible says every good gift, every perfect gift cometh from above, the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Amen. It's in Matthew 6, he speaks with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Okay, he deals with the Lord's Prayer. In Luke 11, he deals with the Lord's Prayer, but he adds something else to it. He talks about that man. Remember that man in the household? And which of you coming to your friend at midnight wanting a loaf for somebody else? He said he's not going to rise because he's your friend, but because your importunity, you're putting him out, he's going to rise and give you all you want. He says, now ask, and it shall be given. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. If you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much your Heavenly Father knows how to, what did he say? But that's not what he said. And that key to what he said is a major key, because he said, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit is a major, major, major part of the equation of operating in prayer. That's why I'm saying you cannot take one part of prayer. You got to get his whole counsel. The Holy Spirit's going to be the agency of transference from the Father to you. He's also going to be the agency of transformation from what the Father gives you to the world. It's the Holy Spirit that's going to manifest what you're asking for. That's very good news, because you're not really called to manifest what you're asking for. But you need something imparted to you from the Father. If you ask for a ministry vehicle, some of your donkeys are running on three legs. You need a new donkey. The Lord had a donkey. He had a white one, which never a man had sat. Brand new. That means it was a brand new donkey. It's okay to have a brand new donkey. Amen. Now, how does he give you that donkey out of the riches and glory? The donkey's already here. How does God get that to you, paid for, brand new, never a man sat? The good thing about the donkey, no matter however expensive it is here, it's already paid for in heaven. The Lord told me, he says, no matter what you're believing God for here, it's already paid for in heaven. So I'm not asking you to pay for it. I'm not even asking you really to believe for that. I'm asking you to ask for it. And he goes, now the Holy Spirit's going to be an integral part of this equation. Okay, we know that. Mark 11 talks about have faith in God. And he said, you can say unto the mountain, be thou removed. And then he says, verse 24, he's going to tell you how to have faith in God. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire. That goes beyond needs, doesn't it? Wants, desires. Whatsoever things you desire, whether it be in ministry, whether it be in business, whether it be in homes, whether it be for your children, anything, he said, whatsoever thing you desire. He says, when you pray, now look at this, believe to receive, that you receive. That word them is not in the original Greek. So you can cross that out in your Bible. It's very important, because you're not receiving them. You're not receiving what you're praying for. You're going to receive something of substance that's going to come from the Father, of which the Holy Spirit, he says, believe that you receive and then you shall have. And once you get this revelation, you'll realize that all you have to have is faith is the grain of a mustard seed to receive from God. But all you're looking to do is receive from the Father. But you got to know what you're receiving from the Father, because you're not receiving the tangible thing you're praying for or the spiritual healing. It doesn't matter. It's still coming the same way. What you're receiving, I'm not talking about the gift realm when you're in a congregation, you're getting healed. I'm talking about receiving directly from the Father, something very few people know how to do anywhere, really, is receive answered prayer. I mean, pray to a God that answers your prayer. I'm not talking about praying for a home and then go getting a mortgage and paying for the mortgage for the next 30 years. You just got favor to get a mortgage. You're still partaking of the system of the world. Now, the problem with our economy, which is a good thing and a bad thing, is it makes it so easy to obtain things that are way out of your reach. But you have to pay for them. You get it now, but you're going to pay for it the rest of your life. So what happens, we sometimes take that system because it's easy. We take that system and we don't believe God. Because when God gives you something, he gives it to you paid for. Did you hear me? If God's going to give it to you, he says, I'm not going to have you pay for it for the next 30 years. I give it to you. Now, we have to learn how God gives that kind of stuff. Because if you learn to receive from God like that, you can receive from anything. When I got the revelation, I didn't have to actually believe. It says, when you stand praying, whatsoever you desire, believe that you receive. If it's a ministry vehicle, I'm not receiving a ministry vehicle from riches and glory. You understand that? The shall have will manifest into that. But God's not going to take the ministry vehicle up into glory and then drop it down into me. I'm not receiving tangible, but I am receiving a tangible substance that comes from the Father. And this substance is what causes all creativity to manifest and happen into the earth. But you got to know what the Father gives, and it's this substance, believe it or not, is what the Holy Spirit's waiting upon to manifest your prayer. He has to have something drop out of heaven. Once he gets it out of heaven into an earthen vessel that's operating in a dominion of this world, he can take that substance, it's a creative substance of heaven, and he'll manifest in the earth. You got to understand what the Father's giving when you ask. When you ask, God's not giving you the tangible vehicle. He's giving you a substance that's going to manifest that tangibly. Or the healing. The Father's going to send a creative substance whereby the Holy Spirit's going to take, and he's going to create the healing. Holy Spirit can create or he can manifest. Creative is like a healing. He'll create the miracle in the body. Manifest is he'll manifest a physical desire out there. But he's using a spiritual inheritance. You must understand how the spiritual substance comes down. So we believe we receive is one thing, and then you shall have. Here's the beautiful thing. Once you get the receiving part, the Holy Spirit will do the shall have part. Once he gets what he needs, he's God. He can make it happen. But if we don't learn to receive, we don't know what we're receiving, we're missing the boat. Amen. Now, with that said, Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Actually, it's faith receives the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. There's two things your faith's going to appropriate, substance and evidence. Now, I know just by pure revelation that evidence comes by the word of God. God's going to send a word, a whole operation of the word. Hear the word, receive the word of the kingdom, keep the word of the kingdom, understand the word of the kingdom. We understand that that evidence, see, this word that I carry is the evidence that I cannot see. But it alone is not the whole picture. There's also a substance that comes. It's a heavenly substance that the Father gives. And when the Father gives it, he gives it out of the riches of the glory that is of Christ Jesus. He gives it out of that name from which all of it is there. Once the Father gives that, your prayer is answered, whether it's manifested or not. Once the Holy Ghost has it, you're not in charge of the manifestation of what you're praying for. And what you're praying for has already been purchased in heaven. All you really need to do is receive this glorious substance. Hallelujah. Look at verse 3. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed, created, fashioned, and set in order by the word of God. So the things that are seen are not made of the things that do appear. See, what is seen, what is manifested, wasn't made by a visible substance. What he's saying is faith had to receive something that was invisible. He says you can't see it, but you can see what it created. You can look at creation and see that whatever this invisible substance was, though it could not be seen, you can see its result. Amen? Okay, Romans 1, verse 20. For the invisible things of him, of God, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that were made. And then he's going to tell you what those invisible things were. Even his eternal power and Godhead. And Godhead. This eternal power and Godhead were invisible, but it's clearly seen by what was manifested, because it took the Godhead to manifest it. I'm telling you, when the Father answers a prayer, all three of them have a role. Father has a role. Christ has a role. Holy Spirit has a major role. If you don't understand those roles, what you're going to do is be misplaced. You're going to be looking in the wrong place. When you ask God for something, do not look for the manifestation out there. Look for the transference within. That's what you're looking for. You must get a transference. And it's an invisible substance. But when it comes into you, it will be clearly seen by what is manifested. When it manifests, it'll be clearly seen what you got. He said his eternal power, that word power, is used throughout the New Testament. It's the word dunamis. Say dunamis. Now I know all you've been taught about dunamis, but dunamis is far more than just power, strength, and might. When virtue flowed out of Jesus, when the woman touched him, said virtue flowed out. That word virtue was dunamis. She pulled that creative substance right out of him. And as soon as it left his body, immediately the Holy Spirit created a miracle. It's creative power. It's the invisible substance of God, but it's clearly seen once it's manifested. Though you can't see dunamis, it is your responsibility to receive it. You must receive dunamis power from the Father. You must receive His Word as the evidence, but the substance that you're looking for is dunamis power, and it's going to come directly into your spirit. Now, every one of us have a certain level of dunamis for our ministry, for our operations of God, but when you're praying, the Father is going to send specific, dunamis, creative, operational power. And you must receive that dunamis, because that's what the Holy Spirit's looking for, because it's the invisible substance for which all things are made. Though it be invisible, it's quite powerful. He said the invisible dunamis power of God is clearly seen by that which is manifested into the earth. Go out there in the earth. Look at the mountains. We don't have any mountains in Houston. Look at a tree. Look at a pine tree. The atmosphere, the heavens above, all of it was created by the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Father's command, through the Holy Spirit, but they were using a substance that was invisible, but it's clearly seen by what was created. If God can create a mountain, I'm quite certain He can pay for your kids' college. I'm quite certain He could pay your home off. He could actually bless you with a house that's paid for. That's what the enemy's going to do. I'll give it to you now. You're just going to pay for it for the rest of your life. God said, you believe me now, I'll give it to you, and I've already paid for it. Now, here's the beautiful thing. The ministry vehicle that I'm asking for, let's say it was a year's salary. So Mammon says pay for over 8 years. It's expensive. That's expensive donkey. Because never a man sat on that donkey that I want. Right? I'm not needing faith for that. Do you understand that? I'm not needing faith to tangibly manifest that. But I need the invisible substance from heaven by which the Holy Spirit will employ to manifest that. So what do I really need faith for? Do I need faith for that, or do I need faith to receive from the Father? I need faith as the grain of a mustard seed to receive this invisible substance, but will be clearly seen by the thing that it manifests. Holy Spirit, right? The reason He said, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit? Because He's the one that's going to take that invisible substance called dunamis and the Word. Because Jesus said, He will receive of mine. He'll show it, declare it, and what? Disclose it, transmit it to you. He's the one that's going to bring it out of the riches and glory, out of the name of Jesus, out of the heavenly trust account. He's the one that's going to bring it down to you. He's the one that's going to transfer, and I'm going to show you a scripture here in a minute. He's the one that's going to transfer this substance to you at the Father's command, but it's the Father that gives the okay. And what the Father is looking for more than anything is faith to receive it. You must have faith. You must learn how to receive this invisible substance. That's what the Father commands. Amen? Once you have it, then the Holy Spirit's going to take that invisible substance, and when it's going to manifest in the earth, you'll clearly see the invisible thing that you receive will be clearly seen by the thing that it manifests. Isn't that glorious? All right? Go to Ephesians 3, then we're going to stop at this scripture. Now, dunamis is the Greek word. Whenever you see the word miracle, virtue, power, all of these words were centered and focused around dunamis. It all had dunamis. It was the original Greek word. Now here is the Thayer's Greek definition for dunamis. You need to understand this. This is more than just your definition. says, inherit strength, power, and ability. Power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature. Power for performing miracles. I like this one. The power and influence which belong to riches and wealth. The power and influence which belong to riches and wealth. Even the strong concordance, says dunamis, means abundance. Inherit strength, power, and ability. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit's definition in a minute, the one he gave me. Power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature. Power for performing miracles. That's what Jesus carried. When virtue came out of him, he had the dunamis on him. When Peter said, such as I have, I give to you, he had it on him. See, the Holy Spirit's taken the dunamis power and using it for the creation of the miracle. Do you see that? The power and influence which belong to riches and wealth. Now I'm going to show you a prayer of receiving dunamis. It translates to anything. You can say dunamis is the creative substance of heaven. It'll translate to anything that you're believing God for. It comes out of the treasuries of the name of Jesus. Your heavenly treasury account, where all the spiritual blessings are. This is the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, dunamis, and the Word. They're all working together. You gotta understand how to receive from heaven. Amen. You gotta look for the Father, what he's given. Okay, here's the Holy Spirit's definition. The creative substance of divine essence and power that works in conjunction with the Word. The creative substance of divine essence and power that works in conjunction with the Word. See, the Word is your evidence. Dunamis is the substance. Faith employs both of these for the manifestation of heaven on the earth. The creative substance, the divine essence and power that works in conjunction with the Word, of which the Holy Spirit employs to tangibly manifest the invisible kingdom of God on the earth. Isn't that good? Of which the Holy Spirit employs to tangibly manifest the invisible kingdom of God on the earth. See, when the Holy Spirit was hovering over the waters, Jesus was the Word. The Father gave the command, let there be light. And the Bible is very clear the Lord was the creator, but it's very clear the Holy Spirit did the work. And it's very clear that he used dunamis because he said he did. It was the invisible dunamis power working with the Godhead. Godhead working with dunamis power. It was the invisible things that created the earth. You couldn't see it, but you can see what was made. Manifest the invisible kingdom of God in the earth. The kingdom of God is invisible until it shows up. That's what everybody wants, isn't it? We want the invisible to show up. We all believe in the invisible God. It's just how we get that invisible to show up. It'll show up in miracle signs, wonders. It'll show up in revival. It'll show up in a donkey. It can show up in many things. That's how God supplies your need according to riches and glory. It starts as a spiritual inheritance that's going to move into you. And then the Holy Spirit does this incredible thing with it. It's how he turned the water into wine. He takes this invisible inheritance that cannot be seen, but it's clearly seen once it's manifested. Once it breaks out of your vessel, once he has it in you, he takes it and he creates with it. He manifests. He materializes. That's his glory. That's what he does. That's what he did with the Lord. He was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, dunamis power. Say Holy Ghost and dunamis power. Okay, one more thing. Ephesians chapter 3. By faith, Sarah received dunamis power to conceive seed. Her womb was dead, but it was Abraham's faith that caused her faith. There's a big secret in Abraham's faith with dunamis power, by the way. It's a big secret of how, what that looks like once you receive it. What does it look like? You're going to know it. You'll stagger not at the promise of God. You'll be fully persuaded what God had promised he's able to perform. When the download of dunamis comes, there's no more staggering. There's no more unbelief. You'll be fully persuaded because that's what it does. It causes the indwelling of faith in Christ to indwell into your heart. When it comes, it elevates your faith. You'll have it and you'll know you have it. Until you get that, you're still in receiving phase. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Who's he praying to? The Father. This scripture right here is a major. Look at verse 16. He would grant you. See, the Father's going to grant you. Grant you. Say, grant. It's a free gift. According to the riches of his glory. That's coming out of Christ. That's coming out of the inheritance of Christ. It's been laid up for you. To be strengthened with all dunamis. That word might is dunamis. To be strengthened with all dunamis. How is he going to do it? By his Holy Spirit into your inner man. The Holy Spirit's going to transfer the dunamis power out of Christ into your inner man. And the Father, we pray into the Father for the grant of it. And it says that Christ may dwell. When that indwelling of Christ begins, it starts eradicating unbelief immediately. As soon as dunamis power is transferred, unbelief and the full persuasion of God begins to happen. You become fully persuaded. All the staggering of your faith is immediately pushed out. There's no more staggering of your faith. You become fully persuaded of what God had promised, because dunamis brings a elevation of your faith, and it becomes the substance operating with the evidence of the Word of God by which it's transferred. The creative substance of heaven is transferred. You know you got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. You can feel it when it comes. You'll know that you have it. You will be fully persuaded that what Christ had promised, he's able to perform. He's able to do it now. You got it. It's transferred by the Holy Ghost. Here it actually equated to the love. Dunamis calls the empowering of Christ. See, your spirit, no matter what you're praying for, must receive dunamis, the creative dunamis power for the empowering of Christ inside. Because all this is happening inside of you. It's the empowering of the image of what you're praying for. It's the empowering, it's the shedding of the unbelief. And all of a sudden, and it actually equated to love here. Hallelujah. You may know the love of Christ. Rooted, grounded in love. See, that dunamis empowerment. That's what you need, the empowerment. God will learn to receive it. Now unto him, verse 20, who is able to do all that you ask or think. Say, able to do all that I ask or think according to what? The dunamis power that's working on the inside of me. He's able to perform what you've asked for. Now unto him is able to do, able to perform what I've asked for according to the dunamis power that just got transferred into me. Amplified Ephesians 3:20. Got to get it. He says, now unto him by or in consequence of the action of his dunamis power that's working within us. In consequence to the action of the dunamis power that's working within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly far above and beyond all that we dare ask or think. Directly relating to the answer to our prayer, he's able to perform what you ask for according to the dunamis power that got transferred. Though it's an invisible substance, it will be clearly seen by that which is manifested. So when you get the manifestation of your prayer, you can tell people how that happened. That came from an invisible substance of heaven. You're just seeing the manifestation, but I got it inside of me. A long time before it hit here. It came here. It's invisible, but it becomes tangible. You're going to be carriers of dunamis creative power. Not just power, but creative life. It can create and manifest anything. Now unto him can do super abundantly above and beyond all that we ask or think according or in consequence to the power that's working inside of us. Transference of dunamis. We go into receiving mode. I want you to arm yourself with receiving scriptures from the Father. Because if I've been praying for a tangible object, I'm not going to receive that tangible object from the Father. I am going to receive an invisible substance by which that tangible object will be manifested. Now, Holy Spirit doesn't create a donkey. It's already there. But he has authority now, because the kingdom of God overrides the systems of the world. Once the dunamis comes with the word of God, he has the authority to override the systems of the world and cause that to come into your bosom. He can bring it and cause the manifestation of it. That's the beauty of answered prayer. Enter into your inner sanctuary. Shut the door. Your Father that's in that inner sanctuary will hear you in what He will reward you openly. He's going to reward what you're praying for now that you know what you're praying for. When you pray, then you enter into the components of the Lord's Prayer. The first one is our Father, which art in heaven. Oh, the Holy Ghost is in here. My Father, He must become Father. We know Him as Father. He's our Heavenly Father. He's not a distant God. Hallowed be Your name. First component is worship. And in Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. That's what we're asking for right now. Kingdom transference. It's a kingdom can't transference. That's what we're looking for. So we're in this place. We ask the Father. You don't have to ask Him every day, but you do need to ask Him. You ought to write down what you're asking for Him and have scripture, evidential scripture that's supporting what you're asking for. As for the apostolic government, I got a whole book of scripture. Amen? And so I want you to take something that's beyond your ability to produce. What we're looking to do with your faith right now is what we're looking to do is get you, teach you how to receive something from heaven that you can't do yourself. So get it above your own capacity. Amen. I want to teach you how to transfer something spirit, because once you can do it once, you'll be able to do it 1,000 times. Amen. You'll understand the mystery of faith and how the kingdom of God transfers. So, as you're praying, you have your scripture, you make your request known unto the Father. And so once you make that request, whether it be something spiritual or something tangible, doesn't matter, same thing's going to happen. We come into the Father. He says, now when you pray, once you're positioned in the Father, your position is to believe that you receive. Say, believe that you receive. That's all the believing you're going to need. You're not going to believe to manifest. You are believed to receive. Say, believe to receive. If I can get the eternal creative substance inside of me in the receiving mode, the rest is history. Amen? So when I believe to receive from the Father, this is where I'm going to spend most of my time in the receiving process, to receive this dunamis, to receive a transference of His Word. So when I receive this dunamis, Father, I thank You every good gift, because I now know what that good gift the Father brings. Every perfect gift cometh down from above, Father. The Father of lights in whom there's no variable, there's neither shadow of turning. I receive the perfect gift of Your dunamis creative power. I receive the invisible substance by which You will manifest what I've asked for. I thank You, Father, it's Your good pleasure to give me the kingdom this day. You transfer the kingdom by Your Holy Spirit. You transfer that invisible creative substance of dunamis power by Your Holy Spirit. I receive that dunamis power by Your Holy Spirit. You that spared not Your only Son, how shall You not, Father, through Him give me all things that pertain to life and godliness? You give me all things today. You give me all things. I receive this day the grant according to the riches of the glory that's in Christ Jesus, to be strengthened with all creative dunamis power. I receive it being transferred by Your marvelous Holy Spirit, transferred into my inner man. I receive it for the indwelling of Christ. Father, I thank You for the indwelling of Your Word, the indwelling, the empowering of Christ in me through that creative dunamis life, the invisible substance, Father, by which all things are created in the earth. I receive direct deposit of Your dunamis creative power. I receive the direct deposit this day into my spirit, transferred to Your Holy Spirit. I receive the invisible substance of heaven by which all things are made and will be clearly seen. Father, it'll be clearly seen what I believe for. It'll be clearly seen, but I see it with the eye of faith. I hold Your Word in my heart, in the frontlets of my eyes. I hold Your Word in my mouth. And Father, I thank You the good gift. The perfect gift is coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. Transfer to me. I thank that You love me. I thank You for the great love. It's Your good pleasure to give it to me. I ask this today, and I know that my joy will be made full, because I know what I'm looking for. I know for the heavenly account of eternal dunamis power. It never runs dry. It's a dunamis river of life. I receive this creative substance. I receive it in my spirit. I receive it this day, Father. Oh, they that receive the abundance of grace will reign in this life. I receive of your fullness, Lord, of your fullness, of your fullness. I am receiving. Today I receive. Father, I thank you that I stand holy, unblameable before you this day in love. I stand without reproach. I'm accepted in the beloved. I thank you that I have confidence that you hear me. I thank you, Father, it's not even my responsibility to manifest it. I don't have to manifest it. The Holy Spirit, that's His glory. It's your glory, Holy Spirit. It's your glory. I receive what I'm believing for even today, Lord. You know what I'm believing for, Lord. I receive that dunamis substance working in conjunction with your word by which the Holy Spirit will employ to manifest this invisible kingdom into a tangible earth. I speak to the mountains today. Doubt, unbelief, and resistance. Oh, the spiritual resistance that's keeping me from receiving. I command that you move. Be thou removed and cast into the sea. I command the channels between me and my Father open wide. I command all the thief that cometh to steal, kill, and destroy both my access and my receiving. I command you to go. I command you to be cast into the sea this day. So, hallelujah. Just give him praise. Glory to God. In prayer, is spend time, for a better word, plowing the reception. What you got to do is get faith is the only thing that's going to open that channel. That channel is not going to be opened by you just asking God and saying, I receive. You're not going to open that channel like that. You've got to spend time with His Word, just like we did, getting in there however you do it. But you've got to spend time getting that channel open for reception. Amen? Now, I added that part about holy and unblameable because a lot of people come in there with guilt, shame, and condemnation. You can't do that. Jesus presents you faultless before the Father, holy, unblameable, without reproach. You've got to know that you're standing in Christ. Once you get through that door, you're in Christ anyway. You cannot go to the Father outside of coming through Him. I'm accepted and beloved. So I receive, get yourself in a reception mode, get your receiving scriptures, arm yourself to receive the dunamis allocation. You've got to have it. You want to know what it looks like? I'm going to give you one more scripture. Doesn't look like that. I'm going to give you one more scripture. Go to Romans 4, and I'll close. Man, this is service. I should receive an offering. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Isn't it good? What did Sarah, by faith, Sarah received the dunamis? But it was Abraham's faith that caused her to receive. She received the dunamis that recreated. So we know dunamis is a creative power. Romans 4. You remember Abraham was laughing when he was 99. He fell on the ground laughing when God told him he was going to have an heir out of his own loin. He goes, can a child be born? He was banging the ground. And Sarah, she's back behind the tent. She's going, God named the child Laughter because both of them were total, utter unbelief. But something happened to Abraham's faith. Something marvelously transformed his faith. So Abraham was 99 years old when God came to him. Told him you're going to have an heir. Remember, he fell on the ground and started laughing. Does that sound like a guy that was fully persuaded what God had promised he's able to perform? Sarah's behind the tent laughing. They're both in utter unbelief. They don't believe anything that God's telling them. And they're on the threshold of their miracle. I mean, within a year, they're going to birth. How do you go from utter unbelief to perfect faith? There's only one power that's able to do that. Abraham carried that promise for 25 years. He had the evidence of it. But wasn't enough until dunamis came in and we know he got it because it says Sarah received it. And she received it right out of Abraham's faith. This is what it looks like. It'll take you from utter unbelief to discouragement, from fear and discouragement to absolute faith. This is what dunamis does because it'll cause the empowering of Christ in you.
You don't see doubt in an unbelief anymore. You see only what God said, because that's what dunamis does.
Here's what it looks like. Verse 17, Romans 4, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. Verse 18, he was against hope all the way to the time even. He didn't even believe, laughing, rolling on the ground, totally against hope that what God has said, I command you, Abraham, to birth out of a dead womb. I can't do this, God. God said, that's right. You can't do it. That's why I said, when you're going to believe God for something, believe something you can't do. Against hope, he believed in hope. What caused the shift? It's certainly when he was rolling on the ground, laughing at God. He wasn't in faith there. He was in utter unbelief. That he might become the father of many nations, against hope, believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be, being not weak in faith. This all happened in 1 year's time. It happened. The time he rolled on the ground to the time faith came alive in him. He said, look at this. This is what dunamis looks like when it comes inside you. Against hope. He believed in hope. Look at verse 19. Being not weak in faith, he considered not yet his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God. He sure did at 99 years old. He was staggering on the floor. But dunamis empowered him. We know it because Sarah received strength. She received the dunamis power. Came right out of Abraham's faith. He staggered out of the promise of God through unbelief. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded, say fully persuaded, that what God had promised, he's able to perform. Dunamis will bring a persuasion inside of you like no other thing. It don't matter what it looks like. It don't matter what it feels like. It doesn't matter what kind of picture the enemy, what kind of circumstance or warfare you're under. It will bring a full persuasion to get your body off the floor and stop laughing and start believing. It recreated something inside of him. It completely eradicated his doubt and unbelief. And that full persuasion got on Sarah, and you can read it in Hebrews 11:11. It says, by faith. Say, by faith, Sarah received the dunamis power to conceive the child. Both in 1 year's time. I don't know how long it goes, because 99, they birthed. I don't know if it's 1 year or 3 months. But from the time they both laughed to the time this scripture happened, the full persuasion, something happened. They received the dunamis creative power of God. And the unseen thing that came in her womb was manifested when Isaac was born. Recreated a dead womb. And it's going to recreate the deadness of our life. It's going to recreate, it's going to raise your vision again. It's going to raise it up. You don't have to do this your own strength. But you must receive it from heaven above. Amen. Oh, we give him glory. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory. Grant us today, Father, according to the riches of the glory, to be strengthened with this awesome creative power, this invisible substance by which all things are created. We receive it today for our homes and our families and our bodies and our health. We receive it on behalf of our vision. Receive it on behalf of our finances. We receive it on behalf of our children. We receive. It's your good pleasure to give it to us. Holy Spirit, the agency of transfer, transfer the dunamis, transfer it into our inner man. We are walking dynamite, walking creative dynamo, dynamite, dunamis power, creative power. The mystery of creation dwells in us. The mystery of faith now dwells in us. Father, we can receive from you. Father, all things are possible with this creative power in your Holy Spirit and your Word. All things are possible from this day forward. We receive the kingdom. From this day forward, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This day forward, we receive power. Let this power release. Let it release into our bodies. that is filled with virtue, just like you are, Lord. Fill us with the virtue. We know we're just containers, Lord. But, oh, we're good containers. Oh, we're big containers. Stretch forth the curtain of our habitation. Stretch forth the tents today to receive. Y'all feel that glory right now? Oh, stretch forth, stretch forth, stretch forth, stretch forth, stretch forth. I command all the mountains that have kept us from receiving doubt and unbelief. We are not going to roll on the ground and laugh at your promises. We are fully persuaded in what you have promised. You're able to do because you're able through this dunamis reception. You're able to do exceedingly, Father, abundantly above all that we've asked according to this dunamis that's now working in us, that's upon us.